Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
I did a Q&A episode recently, and one of the questions that came up a lot, I think three or four times, was, "Want to swap dick pics?" Another question that came up almost as much was, "How do you have so much confidence?" or variations on that. And the quick way to answer it is to not care what other people think. But I thought you'd like a longer explanation than that, because that's easy to say, but a little bit harder in practice. So, to recap, I don't give a fuck. Well, the actual sex-based ones I do, obviously, sometimes with considerable vigour, but the caring about what other people think kind, not so much. I can't remember when it really dawned on me, but life so far has shown me that the less you care about what other people think, the happier you are. There's a great poem about a woman who says that when she grows old, she'll wear purple and eat whatever the fuck she wants and do as she pleases instead of how people think she should behave. It's a great poem, but I read it and I was like, why wait? Of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. The other essential ingredient in this is to love yourself. And any of you who just rolled your eyes and thought, yeah, we know, you love yourself two or three times a day, it's all you talk about. First off, fuck you. I talk about sci-fi and Netflix and cake. And shut up. Anyway, I'm not talking about wanking. For a change. I'm actually talking about caring for and valuing yourself as a person. And you might be saying, yeah, so everyone does that already. But do they? Really? Think about why people drink too much, or eat too much, or do lots of drugs, or go home with a different person every night, or get into relationships with person after inappropriate person, or collect huge piles of money that they don't do anything with. It's because they're trying to fill a hole inside themselves with cake or booze or money or dick. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things. I love cake and booze and money and dick. Christ, do I love those things. What I'm saying is there's a difference between having those things in your life and your mouth because you're choosing to enjoy them, and having those things in your life because you're miserable and they let you stop feeling awful about yourself for a while. You see, from a young age, we're all conditioned to look for value and validation outside of ourselves. You know, if I buy this car, then people will know I'm rich and successful, and that'll make me feel rich and successful. Or, that guy's really hot. If he wants to shag me, then I must be really hot too. If I have a boyfriend, then they love me, and that's what life's all about, right? Being loved by someone else? Well, no. It's nice, obviously. But it's not good to base your worth as a person on someone else. Because it doesn't really matter what other people think. Other people are dicks. Fuck them. Learn to love yourself. Unconditionally. Just as you are. And none of that other stuff really matters anymore. I mean, you can still do it. You can go have loads of sex and get loads of money and eat all the cake. If you're enjoying it, brilliant. But you're doing it because you love yourself and you're choosing to. Oh, well, that's easy for you to say. You're gorgeous and successful and witty, and you were brought up on a mountaintop by some hippie Jedi types who taught you about all this stuff. And that's just not true. There are no mountains in Doncaster. Also, it wasn't easy. It's still not. But God, it's worth it. Think of all the effort we put into changing parts of ourselves so other people will like us. The clothes that make us look attractive, the expensive haircuts, waxing, gym, dieting, getting drunk so people will find you fun, the car, the house, the huge salary, all that stuff. If you change that round and start putting all that effort into liking yourself and loving yourself just as you are, not, if only I was skinny, or, yeah, but I want better tits, or if my dick was bigger, people would want me more, or if my teeth were straighter, I'd smile more, and on and on. Just as you are. It's incredibly freeing. Like I say, it's not easy. It takes time. And it's not a one-time thing. It's not like you can flick a switch and suddenly, bam, you love yourself exactly as you are. It's little bits. Every day. Like, for me, I look in the mirror at my naked body and my thoughts always start with, like, ugh, look at that podge. That belly and the muffin tops and your posture and your shoulders are rounder than this thing and the other thing and the bags under your eyes and blah, blah, blah. And the key is to hear all those thoughts for what they are and just say, shush you, I'm amazing. And start thinking about the things that you do like. It takes time, so much time. And there'll be a while where it doesn't seem to be making any difference. And then slowly you'll be able to hear those thoughts starting. And before they even get as far as the negative things, you can go, shush you, I'm amazing, pretty much straight away. I find it helps me to say things like, I'm amazing, as often as I can, just to help remind myself. You know, someone will say, thanks, Scott, where'd you find the extra biscuits? And I'll be like, no worries, I'm amazing. Or, oh my God, you saved my kids. Hey, don't worry about it, I'm amazing. Or, oh my God, you killed my kids. Oops, my bad. Still amazing, though. You might think that this makes me sound like a really conceited tosspot, but to whom? To myself? Nah, I don't think I'm a tosspot. Well, not much. I'm amazing. Might it make other people think that I'm a tosspot? Maybe. But other people's opinions of me are their business, not mine. And you might think, well, that's all fine, but caring what other people think makes life easier. And you're right, superficially at least. If you spend your time pleasing other people at the expense of yourself, then yeah, you won't ruffle any feathers, but you'll run yourself ragged and you won't be living any kind of best life for yourself. Think about coming out. It's a lot easier for everyone else if you don't, but it sucks for you. I'm not saying be a dick to everyone. Just make sure that you're not being a dick to yourself. It's rule one, remember? And you will encounter resistance. Not everyone is going to go, hey, that guy's doing his own thing. I respect that. A lot of people won't like that you don't care what they think, because in their little world, they think their opinions matter. Bless them. For example, a few weeks ago, some guy popped up on Grindr out of nowhere, and his first message was something like, hey, you're cute, but your hair really lets you down. I'd totally go for a drink with you if you changed it. And, you know, would you go, oh God, really? Thanks for letting me know, and run straight to the nearest barber? Or are you much likely to say, thanks for the input, random stranger, but since nobody asked you, you can go get blocked. Off you fuck. And you know, I admit it's a little harder to tell that cowbag Lisa in accounts to fuck off when she says something bitchy about you in front of her mates in the office, for example. Just making up a scenario at random there. Anyway, yeah, it's harder to deal with that because she's a massive bitch and it was in front of people you work with. But people like that generally tear other people down to feel better about themselves in the same way that sticking themselves with a cake or cock might make them feel better. And you know, you don't need to be a part of that anymore. That's their thing, not yours. Because, you know, you love yourself enough not to let it bother you, to rise above. And again, her opinion is immaterial. And she's a right cow and everyone knows it. But her opinion is immaterial. It might start to sound repetitive, but that's how our brains learn. That's how things stick. It's like riding a bike. It takes a little while to get the hang of it, and often there's wobbles along the way. Remember that scene in Sex and the City where Samantha breaks up with Smith because she loves him, but she loves herself more? I cried at that. She's always been a role model in my life, though. Probably more than I should really admit. The point that I'm making is that making other people like you feels great on the surface, but if you don't like yourself, it's pointless. Because sooner or later, those other people are going to change their mind or go away or whatever, and then you're back where you started. Whereas if you love yourself unconditionally, then everyone else liking or disliking you is secondary. Your relationship with yourself is the most important thing. It's the only one that's guaranteed to last your entire life. You might as well make it work. So yeah, get to know yourself as you are. Not as you want to be, not as you wish you were, but as you are right now. Find out what you like and what you want to do, and not what you think you should like and do because other people like and do it. You know, I used to go out to clubs with people I thought were my mates for years. I never really enjoyed it that much, and I'd spend too much and I'd ruin myself with hangovers, but I told myself it was worth it because at least I got to hang out with these people. Until I realised that they didn't really care if I was there or not, and I couldn't really say why I liked them, or what it was that I got from seeing them. So I stopped doing it. I did what I wanted to do instead. And, you know, I'd see Facebook posts saying things like, pre-drinks before the club with all my besties, or whatever. And instead of feeling like I had to join in and be in that besties group and feel validated because these people were my friends, I did what I wanted to do and felt validated for that instead. Especially when what I wanted to do was sit in my pants watching Murder, She Wrote and have an early night. So, yeah, I love myself enough to do what I want to do, and I don't let other people's opinions worry me. That's how I have the confidence and courage to be myself. It's because it's what makes me happy. and life is far too short to not be happy. Especially if you're anywhere near Jessica Fletcher, dropping like flies.
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.